This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, Garth Brooks apparently stirred up some controversy, maybe inadvertently. I don't know anything about this story, but Richie, you're going to tell it to us here in moments.
You're in for a treat.
Regarding Bernie Sanders, it's Ian, Richie, and Melanie here in the studio on our live Sunday edition of the show. According to Reason.com, CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, apparently had some folks that were taking the position the government should get involved in social media. The anti-tech fervor took center stage Friday morning with Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri and Representative Kevin McCarthy from California, and Donald Trump Jr., each of whom presented their case against social media with claims of censorship and bias against conservatives. Trump Jr. claimed, quote, "With our base across the country, it's probably a top three issue. It's not free market because they're getting so many benefits and protections from the federal government that they cannot discriminate so flagrantly the way they have against conservatives." Hawley agreed, saying, quote, "We've got to make sure that we get the fair treatment that everyone else does," noting that Facebook, Twitter, and Google should not be getting, quote, "special deals from government," unquote. There was a reference to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which lets companies remove user-generated content without being held liable for the millions of daily third-party posts on their platforms. Anti-230 activists often claim that dead tree publishers are legally responsible for the posts they put out, so Section 230 draws an unfair distinction between publishers and platforms, but that dichotomy is entirely false, as we discussed earlier tonight, and remains one of the biggest misconceptions about the law. Section 230 does not delineate between publishers and platforms, according to Reason, and also the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It applies to anyone who runs a site with user-generated content. But it wasn't the only anti-tech blast at the conference. A Thursday panel on social media began with remarks from Carpe Donctum, which is faux Latin for seize the donkey, a Twitter personality whose main claim to fame is his pro-Trump memes. He lamented an unfair online culture, which he said was epitomized by Reddit quarantining its major Donald Trump thread. The company did so after finding violent threats against public officials. Quote, "Without social media and without all of you and myself and other people on the stage being able to speak out and point out the lies of the media and the Democrat Party, it will be very hard for us to win 2020. You know, these people sound just like the very same whiny lefties, these safe space wanting lefties. Here you got the conservatives saying they want safe spaces on their social media so they can be left alone to say what they want. It sounds like the same kind of crying that you hear from people on the left. Carpe Donctum's Twitter account boasts more than 234,000 followers, where he still posts to lament censorship. Two panelists expressed similar sentiments. Dan Gaynor, the Media Research Center, said, quote, "If we don't fix this problem, conservatives will cease to exist online." You believe that one?
Well, they'll cease to exist in the mainstream discourse online, because that's where they're having trouble keeping inroads.
John Schwepp, director of government affairs of the American Principles Project, worried that, quote, "a few incredibly large multinational corporations would claim the ability to declare that it is hate speech to say that there are two genders," unquote. It's not unreasonable to be perturbed when Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms maintain their content evaluation processes are devoid of any personal influence. No human reviewer is completely unbiased, nor any algorithm perfectly tuned, but how Schwepp and Gaynor would solve the problem oscillated between impossible policy prescriptions and pure mystery. Schwepp said, quote, "The First Amendment's very basic. It's very easy to understand. We understand that free speech is centered by private actors who, by the way, don't have the consent of the governed, and that's a real problem," unquote. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that does make sense.
He doesn't. He just Googled words he didn't know what they meant and put them into a
group together. The First Amendment should be easy to understand, says Reason, but it's not entirely clear that Schwepp understands it. Its prohibitions apply solely to the government, not to private companies, a drum that conservatives used to beat very loudly until it no longer suited their ideological
most
interests.
Most statists understand that.
The courts have upheld that legal standard repeatedly, with the most recent ruling arriving in response to the YouTube case regarding Prager University, which we discussed earlier tonight. According to the story here, Thursday's panel did include two voices from the other side of the debate. Ashkin Kazarian of Tech Freedom said, quote, "I can't believe I'm doing this because I'm here to convince you at a conservative conference that government shouldn't regulate speech." Chris Butler of the Americans for Tax Reform posed the question, what will conservatives say when a liberal president is in office and the government enjoys such powers? And that's the point I was trying to make earlier about these people calling themselves, you know, supposedly in favor of small government. That's what the whole conservative line is, right? We're in favor of small government, we're conservatives. But then they get up and some of them are calling for government intervention into online platforms and such.
Yes, and that part shouldn't be surprising, because when it doesn't suit them, like, what tool do they have in their toolbox, right, to get what they want? This is a political committee, or what is it? CPAC,
it's a conference.
Conference, okay, this is a political conference, right, and they're like, well, what are we going to do about these private companies? And they, you know, what does the politicians or the politicos reach into? They reach into the power of the state, the power of the government, to enact legislation to benefit them and punish their enemies.
Yeah, and it's just proof that these people have no shred of principle, no shred of appreciation for, you know, the marketplace and competition. They want to use the power of the state to put their viewpoint in the public spotlight, and it's going to be turned against them if they get their way. It is inevitably going to be turned against them.
They should remember this, because even within my lifetime of being old enough to remember what was going on, it wasn't, and I don't know what happened before that, but because I haven't looked into it, but it wasn't the leftists that started this, as far as I can tell, because the conservatives were doing it first. They were trying to censor, well, you can't say this. This is indecent. This is inappropriate. We're going to make it illegal to talk this way. And they were completely happy to do that.
Right, protect the family, family values.
Yeah, and then the leftists started doing it, and then it was the worst thing in the world. And
right. It's all the same stuff.
Maybe it's bad, but if it's bad, then it's bad, and if it's not, then it's like you can't have it both ways, and that's what they're trying to do.
It wasn't entirely clear, says Reason, how the panel's anti-tech advocates would like to alter the First Amendment standard. Schwepp did mention the idea of removing Section 230's protections. We discussed 230 earlier tonight, which allows content providers, platforms, publishers that allow for third parties to post to not have legal liabilities. Changing that would destroy YouTube. It would destroy Facebook. It would destroy online blog comments. It would destroy all of the interactivity of websites. We wouldn't be allowed to have comments, basically. I mean, you would have to have total restrictions, total review of everything posted to a website, which would basically kill any level of interaction.
And again, to reiterate, that's kind of what happened with Craigslist and Backpage. Right?
Well, they got scared.
Yeah, they got...
Well, Backpage was prosecuted.
Right.
Craigslist got scared of potential prosecution, and that was coming in under the auspices of, well, you're promoting prostitution, which is illegal. But, again, you've got people at this conference saying they want to get rid of Section 230.
Yeah.
That's their solution. Taking a page from Hawley's book, but such a move could very likely result in far more censorship, because without legal protections, as Reason points out here, companies like Facebook and Twitter would be incentivized to scrap questionable content at much higher rates for fear of landing in court. Alternatively, companies could give up on content removal efforts entirely. Republicans might change their minds about the merits of that idea once Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are no longer allowed to remove pornography. The ideal world constructed by Schwepp, Gaynor, Trump Jr., and Hawley would still have content moderation. They just want it to be perfect, and it never will be. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll talk to Josh in Illinois, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Huh?
How are you doing?
Good. We're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think I had the coronavirus. The Jews gave it to me.
Okay, pretty lame. We continue here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What's he doing hanging out with Jews?
I have hung out with Jews and have not caught any kind of virus.
Clearly he doesn't. He clearly doesn't like the Jews, right?
Well, maybe, you know, anyway, ridiculous. So you can bring up anything you want here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's just, you know, I like a crank call if they're funny.
Yeah, just be intelligent about it. I mean, y'all could do better, right?
Be creative. You don't have to be even intelligent. Just, you know, creative and entertaining. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Open phones, as always, allowing you to take control of the airwaves. You can also go to Bitcoin.com, get the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. You can learn about that over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got a great news site at news.bitcoin.com for latest headlines in the world of cryptocurrency. All that's over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash on their newish website over at local.bitcoin.com.
That's got to be close to a year old.
Not quite. June.
June? Okay.
Yeah, so most of a year at this point. So Ian, Richie, and Melanie in the studio here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, Garth Brooks in some hot water with some fans, I guess, regarding comments about Bernie Sanders. I know nothing about this. We're going to get into it. Richie's got that story. And you can bring up what you want. Let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We have Michael calling from Georgia. He's watching on YouTube. So far, our YouTube callers tonight have been 0 for 2. Can you do any better, Michael, or are we going to have to hit the dump machine on YouTube?
I can do better.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
I can do anything better than you.
For 3 of y'all.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
You, how long have I been doing this? Was that the question? This?
Yep, that's a question for you.
Okay, I've been doing this, meaning I presume this radio program, since November of 2002.
That's good. Okay, I got the question for the lady next.
Okay.
How much McDonald's have you been eating?
It's pretty rude.
I don't know. You'd probably hack into my food app.
I went to McDonald's the other night. They had a great deal on Big Macs.
Your third question, Michael? Really wasn't as funny as you think it was. I'm going to give you the third question, though. So your question for Richie?
Okay. And you, have you been eating McDonald's?
Yes, he only had two. Yes. We only had two questions.
Yeah, no, I did. Like I downloaded the McDonald's app. They had like 2 Big Macs, 2 medium fries, and 20-piece nuggets for $15. Like dinner served.
You didn't have McDonald's tonight?
Not tonight.
Oh, okay.
The other night. I didn't say tonight.
That's true. He didn't ask about tonight. There you go. That was...
But within the last 3 nights, I've had...
I'm going to say it was better than the last 2 YouTube calls.
Okay.
It wasn't great.
Well, this one was legal.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't violate any standards.
It wasn't racist, so it was just rude. We go to Rick in South Carolina, also on YouTube. Here we go, Rick.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. You're on the air. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
Yes. Going to say that on the radio.
This is the quality that you get from a CIA subsidiary.
You're saying this is a CIA group that's calling us tonight?
No, no. I'm making an obnoxious comment about YouTube being a CIA subsidiary.
I see. Thanks, government. All right, so
they should be deplatformed.
Let's change gears here and get to Garth Brooks. What is going on?
Okay, this is...
Country music superstar, pop country superstar, Garth Brooks.
This story has it all, even though it's brief.
He's got friends in low places. That's the only song I know.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
No, you're not.
Country music star Garth Brooks...
Superstar.
Superstar. Took heat from conservative fans after seemingly endorsing Bernie Sanders for president.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I want to tease this a little bit, but I don't want to bury it too much. He was doing a concert in Detroit, and so he wore a jersey on the stage that said Sanders 20 on it. So seemingly endorsed Bernie Sanders for president when he was actually just wearing a sports jersey of an NFL Hall of Famer with the same name.
Ah, so he was trying to be like a cool sports guy and didn't even realize that he was wearing Bernie Sanders.
He wasn't wearing Bernie Sanders. He was wearing Barry Sanders, the Hall of Fame running back for the Detroit Lions, on stage in Detroit to gain favor with the hometown crowd. And all they saw in the back of the jersey was Sanders 20, and the conservative crowd flipped out.
I thought sports ball people liked football.
Conservatives, you mean? Because sports ball people
like
football.
I mean, I'm sorry. I thought country music people like sports ball.
You
I
would
that
think.
Just, it's completely
you would
wrong.
Think. Some fans...
And Sanders is a black man, by the way, Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Some fans were left with the mistaken impression that Brooks was openly backing the socialist Vermont senator in the middle of the Democratic primaries by sporting the jersey at a concert. Can't you just do what you get paid to do? Why? Why does it have to involve politics? One Instagram comment.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how many countries.
I thought you were different.
Let's see in 2001 how many country songs about the military were downloaded, how much they don't want to talk about politics. Okay.
I want to bring Gene. Hold on. Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line here. We got him. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm back home again. I had to go to Phoenix a couple of times. Long, boring story. I won't tell you about it.
How long were you on hold?
Oh, not very long.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to note that.
But anyway, I got home, and I got right into it right away with people about the science being settled. And I want to say something. I'm not a scientist, but, you know, I like science. I find it interesting. I learn what I can.
The science is
but
never
I will
settled.
Say,
that's right. Science is never settled.
Exactly. And that's the point I want to make. Anybody saying that the science is settled on any subject is just uninformed.
They don't understand science.
It's science is not settled. And certainly climate science is far from settled. In fact, I would say they're all a bunch of idiots because I tell people what weather was like 60 years ago. And they don't listen to me. They say, oh, what the hell do you know? You know, you're just some old guy that don't know what he's talking about. Well, I know what the weather was like when I was a kid. And it was, I grew up in Minnesota. It was 100 degrees every summer in Minnesota. And we're talking about mercury now. We're not talking about this feels like garbage that they've been pushing everybody with today. That was real mercury.
You don't like the real degrees. Field temperature, Gene?
No, that's nonsense.
Out of time, what it feels like. Tell me what the temperature really is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the temperature is on the mercury. You get a mercury thermometer. It's science that goes back, 250 years. It's been around. It's reliable. It's
always accurate. So mercury temperature is settled science is what you're saying.
Well, I would say it's pretty darn close to it. I wouldn't say anything settled, even gravity. But it's pretty good consensus that we know what that is. Right. Now, climate, however, is definitely not settled because the numbers, they do something called normalizing. So they take the actual mercury numbers that were recorded 50 years ago, and then they claim to normalize them. Well, what does that mean? Normalize means they're changing.
They're manipulating.
Yeah. They don't like the numbers, so they're going to normalize them, which means, oh, we think that one should have been colder, so we're going to make that one actually colder. We think that one should have been warmer, so we're going to call that one, you know, 2 degrees
so
warmer.
So they're applying the real field technology to the mercury temperature readout.
Right. And I've got, you know, clips from old newspapers, even turn of the century, going back to like 1910, with people predicting how the planet was warming up, clear back in 1910. It's the same old stuff rehashed, and they try to make people think that this is something new. It's really not. It's the same old garbage.
Gene, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts, saving us from those YouTube callers. There's more of them on hold. Thanks for the call, Gene. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in to bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as another Democrat drops out of the race. Mayor Pete hanging up his hat after a disappointing fourth-place finish in South Carolina. On Sunday, as other Democrats visit Selma, Alabama, ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete in Plains, Georgia, meeting with former President Jimmy Carter. The two having coffee at the Buffalo Cafe on Main Street. And after the breakfast meeting, Mayor Pete speaking with reporters and slipping, referring to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders. Listen.
President Sanders, or the right alternative to Senator Sanders, but also the right alternative to President Trump.
And after finishing third in South Carolina, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer dropping out of the race Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And if you're 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, then you don't need to do anything differently. But if you're not certain about it, you should check out Tom Young. He's the author and founder of the CFO Project, and he can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion, the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you really can't wait to take control of your money. So don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you how exactly to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, we got maybe more on this. Was there more to this Sanders story about, like, people roasting?
The funniest part was the responses from social media that against it.
People who just didn't understand what
right.
was going on. So we can talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, though. Let's go to Rob. He's in Virginia, listening in Lynchburg to WLNI. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think it's funny. It's just everything is political, man. You can't even have a football jersey on. But,
yep, can't get away from it.
But clearly, social media is biased against conservative viewpoints. And to say that, conservatives buck up and stick to their principles. It's a private company. Let it run loose.
Yeah.
Well, the inverse is true, too. Liberals should stick with their principles and say, you can't have a giant monopoly that dominates everything and has no and buys every competitor that comes along.
Come on. It's not a monopoly. Which one's the monopoly?
Okay. I don't have a Facebook account, and I'm an old man, so just ease up on me.
Hold on, Don. You said it was a monopoly.
Okay. What is the competitor to Facebook? What is the competitor to YouTube?
Blowout app and DLive.
There's a ton of competitors to both of those platforms. So YouTube has Metacritic, Vimeo. Those are two right off the top of my head. There's, of course, the decentralized library, lbry.com.
I use BitChute.
BitChute, that's one of them. DTube, I think, is another one. So there's several bit related, some decentralized, some centralized video streaming platforms. Contrary to Facebook, you've got actually there are decentralized competitors to Facebook. There's one of them out there that's called. Of course, there's Mastodon as well, which is a competitor to Twitter.
I'm on Minds.com.
Okay. When progressives broke up Standard Oil, there were other oil companies. It was just that Standard Oil was vertically integrated and dominated the marketplace with a much smaller market share than Facebook or YouTube have. And they were buying up all their competitors. And yes, there were other gas stations somewhere in the world, but they were giant, huge monopolies that had too much market power. You can't say conservatives need to stick to their viewpoint, which was a legitimate point. Hey, it's a private company. But then at the same time not say, well, then why aren't liberals trying to break them up because they're giant monopolies?
I mean, you already admitted that there's other gas stations, it's not a monopoly, right? They just have a large market share.
Yeah, Standard Oil shouldn't have been targeted. I mean, the problem with a lot of these companies is they tie in with government, and then they use their government protections to eliminate competition from the marketplace to restrict. So, like with the cab companies trying to attack Uber or Lyft, for instance, in various different cities.
Well, then, there I'm completely on the same side of what you're saying.
If you're in favor of the free market, you should be in favor of not breaking up companies with government influence or government mandates or whatever.
I'm not saying that they should be broken up, but I'm an old man, and I'm not a big social media user.
Okay.
But I follow conservatives on YouTube. People like Steven Crowder are just flat out censored.
There's other platforms for him to move on to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he can move his audience to a different platform.
Okay, all right, but that's not de facto true.
What do you want to happen?
De jure.
What do you want to happen?
I think that the way they used the Wagner Act in 1935 would be the way to go. The Wagner Act in 1935 basically unleashed the unions. That's when the Pinkertons were just they were having riots and. Government wanted to come in on the side of labor, but they didn't come in with regulations. They just said, okay, here's the Wagner Act, which gave unions a lot of power. I think that if you have something like YouTube, you are either a neutral platform or you're a publisher.
This is the same thing that my co-hosts were arguing earlier tonight.
Yeah, well,
I
apologize.
Are you saying, just to be clear, and I don't agree with them in that particular case, and we talked about how the Communications Decency Act doesn't discern between those things. Are you saying that because...
And we were
YouTube,
never advocating that.
Are you saying that because I didn't hear that.
And I love
said
your
she wasn't
because,
advocating that. But look, I want to clarify for you,
because
Rob.
You always disagree. Go ahead.
Okay, but I want to know what you're saying here. You're saying that because YouTube allows people to post things, they should allow anyone to post anything they want as long as it's legal. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's a law, and I apologize. Again, I'm an old man. I don't know I can't cite you the law. But there is a congressional law regulating those things that so that Facebook is not responsible if Ted Kaczynski puts some crazy thing on Facebook.
Yes, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act disclaims liability for anyone who's running any kind of publisher or platform on the Internet as long as they allow third-party content. But what are you saying you want to have happen? I'm still not clear.
Okay, I'm saying that should be eliminated. You should be able to that if you're going to be an editor, as YouTube is doing. I'm just going to use YouTube as an example. They don't like conservative viewpoints. They let people have free reign that are liberals and threaten people and encourage violence, and they just muzzle and demonetize conservatives for no reason. There's, you know, you can go on and on. There's a million examples of that. That's okay. If it's a private company, then they shouldn't be shielded from liability.
So what you're saying is, just,
a platform,
just to be clear,
you're a neutral platform. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. You're saying that you don't think that you're saying that YouTube should be held liable for the content posted to YouTube. So you want to get rid of the protections for websites that moderate content.
In general, I'm for that act. I'm for them being shielded from liability as a platform. Mm-hmm. Anybody can say anything on here, and it's not your responsibility.
But as soon as they make as soon as they decide they want to control who can access their platform, you're saying they should then be held liable for the content?
If you're an editor, you're a publication. Now you're still
that's not what they're doing. Okay, they're allowing people to post to their site. And they have rules about what they want posted to their site. You're saying they shouldn't be able to have those rules, or if they have the rules, okay, they should be held liable?
A lot of times it's not even rules. It's like standards.
Whatever it is. Okay. I don't care what it is.
But you can deplatformed or demonetized without breaking the rules.
You're making an argument which is somewhat reasonable, but it's not an accurate description of what's happening. They're just editing. They're doing viewpoint editing. There are not neutral rules like you can't yell.
Well, hold on. You said Steven Crowder was somehow being censored by these people. And from what I can tell here, by the way, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got 4.3 million subscribers. He still has a channel on YouTube. And according to the posts on his YouTube channel, he's had multiple videos posted in the last week. So he's still using this platform. Are you saying that he has been demonetized? Because he certainly hasn't been taken down.
Yes, I've said several times in this conversation that he's been demonetized, and people are routinely demonetized.
So you're saying that YouTube should have an obligation to, if they're going to allow people to post, to monetize all content equally and have no policies about what they want to monetize versus not?
That's not even up to YouTube, because if the advertisers don't want to pay for ads on specific kinds of videos, they're not going. YouTube can't make them do that. There's
no way.
It's not physically possible for YouTube to monetize equally.
Yeah, I think it's disturbing that you're saying
that. I still know the point is invalid, even being old and not familiar with social media.
Yeah, I don't understand why you keep bringing up how you're an old guy. I'm not sure why that's relevant to this conversation. What it sounds to me like, and Rob, if you want to hang on, I'll bring you back here. We can continue this, because it sounds to me like you're saying if a company like YouTube makes a decision about how to run their website that they allow people to post to, that then all of a sudden they should be held liable for content, well, then you might as well say goodbye to YouTube, because if they're held liable for content of their third-party users, then they're just going to stop allowing anyone to post. More coming up.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Remaining moments are now, so now is a good time to call in if you want to get in tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And over at liberty.menu, you, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, are invited to post the things that you do, third-party content, on liberty.menu, which means liberty.menu is not responsible for the things that you post to its platform that they're publishing on the internet. Liberty.menu allows you to post about your business, your event that you're coordinating, the digital content that you're the creator of, and you can rate and review other people's posts. There's a bit of a social networking aspect. So there's another example. He'd ask for other social networks, liberty.menu for libertarians. Over there for people that care about liberty. Liberty.menu, you can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
I'm going to bring Rob back on the line in Virginia. Rob, you are an older gentleman, as you have pointed out many a times tonight.
I'll say it anyway.
But it's not really relevant because your opinions are just as valid as anyone else. And whether or not you know a whole lot about, you know, social media or what competition is out there, you still can have an opinion. And I'm glad that you called in to express it tonight because I've really enjoyed your call a lot
more.
One
voice, one vote.
A lot more than these people calling from YouTube who have been basically throwaway calls. So thank you for being here, even though we don't necessarily agree. So I don't know if you got a chance to really get your thoughts out. It sounded like you were saying, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Rob, that you think that if a company, YouTube, Facebook, whatever, if they set some sort of policy that prefers one set of users over another, that they should then be held liable for the content of those users that they allow on their platform. Is that right?
Held liable is a bit strong. Just let me be clear. You either have a platform or a publication. If the historical
let me jump in real quick, and I want to ask you a question, Ian, based on the definitions that I provided from the Medium article.
Yeah.
They said that...
written by we don't know who.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. But if you accept the terms, right...
But it doesn't matter when it's under the auspices of internet.
Well, right, but he's telling you what he thinks should be, so even...
Well, I want to hear what Richie's saying.
So the example given was that the platform was like the phone company. So do you then think that as a private company, the phone company should be able to listen in to all of your calls and determine what gets through to the...
But it's a terrible analogy because it's not like the phone company. Okay, the phone company is a one-to-one connection method, right? In the same way that if you wanted to liken Facebook Messenger to the phone company or WhatsApp or something like that, okay, maybe you'd have a better analogy there. But with Facebook, you've got a place where people post things and they stick there for other people to come along, possibly thousands or millions of them, to come along and see and also interact with. That in no way represents a phone company.
But the phone company is a private institution. And should be allowed.
At one time, it was a monopoly, but they deregulated and then they allowed for competition in phone companies.
But
still regulated with how phone, prefixes and things like that, like work, like a lot of the rules about where if you have a landline. I know a lot of our younger listeners don't even know what that is, but the landline.
People know what a landline phone is.
You think? I bet you if you asked Xennials, they probably would have no idea. But anyway, if there's a phone line running in here,
they control
in the studio
copper.
Right
They've
now,
installed the copper.
And I just want to say about that, I cannot dial outside of the 603 area code on that phone line because of some arcane government rules that somebody cooked up a long time ago that say that, you know, there's all these stupid rules about how you have to, if you're going to want to go outside of the area code, you got to... Sorry, go ahead. What's that, Rob?
Well, yeah, what I was saying, let me give you a more accurate analogy. Okay, if you have a giant chalkboard at the town square for people to come and put comments, okay, that's a platform. It's not edited. Someone can write on there, you know, everyone go to Ian's house, here's the address, and throw eggs at him.
Is it a privately owned platform? Is it a privately owned chalkboard?
Well, now, see, Dave, you have a good point there.
That's what the whole point is. Facebook is a private company. And what you have here is they become so large that both people on the left and people on the right have now come along to a similar viewpoint. And that is that they want the government to get involved and have control over these things that these companies have created that they originally created. You know, well, way back, it was just a way for college people to connect with one another. But eventually it became a business. And the purpose of it is to make money and to sell advertising to people and to provide this place for people to create profiles that they can then sell advertising off of. That's the whole point.
I understand what it is, but I'm not advocating that the government come in and regulate social media.
Okay,
I'm advocating that the law they've already passed should be revoked. Okay? If you're
Just so you understand what you're talking about, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, you're talking about now getting rid of YouTube entirely. There goes your platform because they're going to take it offline. Because the whole point of YouTube is you were supposed to be able to upload your videos to this place and have them play to other people who wanted to see them. Because the reason they could offer that service was because they didn't have legal liability for you doing that. If all of a sudden you get to now force these companies into a position where they have legal liability for the people uploading content to their platform or publisher or whatever, then they're just going to be like, well, forget this. We're just going to not allow anyone to upload at all.
Or, alternatively, with billions of dollars of revenue on the line, they might stop jumping in and editing it and make it conform.
They're not going to let you do it at all.
So right now, if you take away that law, if you take away the law as it stands, then they will be liable for everything that's uploaded.
They're shutting down.
They're not going to do that. They're going to close.
Right, no, they wouldn't. They could just stop editing if they don't.
You're misunderstanding this.
If you take away Section 230, YouTube is liable for everything on YouTube, and Facebook is liable for everything on Facebook.
They will
close. Section 230 protects them.
So they will close their operations, and you will have no more platform to upload any videos to. Mr. Steven Crowder, who you were concerned about earlier, his channel will be gone entirely, and so will all the liberal channels, and so will every other thing on YouTube. The entire site will be closed down if you do that. Comment sections will no longer exist.
So you're saying that these private entities cannot exist without that government regulation?
The private entities would exist if there were no government at all, right? Like, if there was no government in the way at all, then this would not even be an issue. But because there is a government gang out there, and they're scary, and they've got prisons, and they've got men with guns who will come and kill you if you don't do what they say, somebody in the government decided, all right, in order for people to be able to express themselves and us to stay out of this and this not to be a complete legal morass of lawsuits flying left and right, we're just going to disclaim liability from anybody who's got an online website for the things that people post to it. That's just sort of the way things ought to be. But
it's a government regulation that counteracts another government regulation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we should have the state at all. But as long as it's going to exist, somebody figured, well, we ought to just go ahead and put this there to make sure that there's not an S-ton of ridiculous lawsuits flying around that will kill all this Internet stuff that's going on. So if you get rid of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, say goodbye to YouTube, say goodbye to social media platforms, say goodbye to even comments sections. Okay, I got a website called freekeen.com. Some of the comments are ridiculous on that website, but I still let them happen because people like them. You know, the comment people like to fight with one another in there, and, you know, fine. You don't have to read the comments. They're at the bottom of the article. You can ignore them if you want to pretty safely. But some websites have shut down their comment sections entirely because they're just too nasty. You know, they don't want to have to.
So you've chosen to just have free speech absolutism and just allow it to just say
because
whatever you want.
It's my private property. I can set, I can make those choices. However, if Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is overturned,
and you're liable for those,
then if somebody gets on my comment section and tells a lie about somebody or posts something illegal or whatever, then all of a sudden I become legally liable for it, and that would make it very uncomfortable.
Who would come after you in that case? Like, who's, we always we're talking about like the legal liability and they would shut down, but who
the
would
person who was libeled, if somebody okay. libeled
it would just be like normal free speech. You know, an individual could say, hey, I've been libeled.
Well, right now the individual has to go after the individual. So if Joe Blow posts to my blog on a comment section saying that Richie's a murderer, and Richie's like, well, I'm not a murderer. I'm going to sue Joe Blow. You would have to sue Joe Blow because he's the one who said it. If you were to get rid of the Communications Decency Act, then Richie could sue me for allowing Joe Blow to post on my comment section, even though I didn't even know the comment was there because I don't read all the damn comments. That's what you're getting into.
If he were to have that published in the Washington Post, and the Washington Post went through an editing process and said, oh, we're going to allow this, we're not going to allow it. And they said, yes, we're going to publish this false content. Okay. Then the Washington Post would then open itself to liability.
They shouldn't be held liable for that because it wasn't their employee doing it. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.